So hi, I'm Halfshot, and I do all the Bridgie stuff, Mage.org, Foundation-y stuff. So this is RSC, XMPP, Bridgie stuff. And this is Crossing the Bifrost, which is basically we bridge everything into Matrix at once and see what could go wrong. But first, let's go through sort of what Matrix is. So how many of you have heard of Matrix? That's literally everyone. Yeah, it's the movie, right? This is the movie presentation. I will not go too much over this. This is an open source standard for interoperable centralized real-time communication over IP, but you guys will know that already. It is also no single party owns your conversations. It means it gets shared across, but you guys also know that already. So let's skip through to the meat of the thing, which is bridges. So how many of you know about bridges? That's still pretty much everyone. Right, good, this is redundant. This is what a bridge looks like. It is basically a bridge that sits on the outside of your home server and it talks into a remote network. Here we've got XMPP talking TCP, XML talks to the bridge, talks to Matrix. And we have two APIs that do this. We have the AS API, which is how the home server will push things into your bridge and then gets pushed along to XMPP. Or in the other way direction, we have the client server API, which is basically the same as the client API, which pushes stuff from the bridge into Matrix. It's pretty damn neat. This is why do we bridge? Why would we bridge at all? What's the point? These are the points. There are also other points. So importantly, it connects your communities together. So in such a way that if you have a community on RSC, community on XMPP, community on Slack, how do you get them to talk? Traditionally, we use humans to do this, where humans talk between them, and it was a mess, and it goes wrong, and mailing lists, and it's dreadful. Humans are bad at communication. We have solved this problem with software, in such that instead, Matrix will do this problem for you, and everybody can talk in the same place, and it just works. There are other reasons, such as using one app for your communication. I currently have 5 different things running in my PC to talk, purely for this demo. I don't usually do that, but you might find that your battery drains if you have 5 apps on your machine. This is a one advantage of bridging. It's not great, but it's a good thing to have. It's a great migration path. If you want some